Let's take a look at this week's highlights from baseball and softball games on KNIA and KRLS. We began on Friday as Pella and Pella Christian tangled in a Tulip City showdown as a softball game was live on 92.1 KRLS with Andrew Schneider.
See if there's some strategy here to see if PC would rather deal with Thomas on the infield, knowing that they can cover home, too, if Parks takes off. There's a ball through, and that's all the way down the left field corner.
She
a clean hit for Teske. She takes the turnaround first, and she'll coast into second base with an RBI double. Trying to put pressure on this Dutch defense, I think, with that first appearance. And she'll line one straight to right center field, and that'll drop all the way
in
to the wall. Agri will definitely be taking
going.
The turn here with her speed, and she is safe. And it's an RBI double. Sheckel smacks one deep to left field, and that will one hop off of the fence. Sheck takes the turn, and she'll coast into second base with a two-out double. 3-for-3 night for Katie Sheckel. There's a ball smashed to center field, and that's over the center fielder, Agri.
Great hit, Riley Parks.
Team sure had to hold it, and she will come in and score. It's an RBI double for Riley Parks, and the Dutch take the lead 4-3. The 2-1 is lined through, and that's a hit. The Eagles have tied the game. The throw gets away from Heapster on the infield.
No one has the ball.
And why Agri wasn't sent, I have no idea. Because she could have scored, but
it's
the
like,
Eagles do tie it.
It's like Ella wasn't expecting that ball to come from right field, but that's exactly what Braylon's plan was. It was to try and get the out at one.
Pella Christian has juicy insurance on there for Bryn Roseboom, who is 0-for-3 and would love to turn her fortunes here. She'll ground it off of Eakoff. Throw to first is in time, but the Eagles do take the lead. You're right. Mindy is she's ultimate kind heart, but I would be beside myself.
Yeah, I'd like to see the replay on that. No.
And there's a ball to center field.
Another tag,
and this one is over. It's a walk-off for the Dutch and a sac fly RBI for Lucy Carlson. We got to work on our PC knowledge. Got to get the Eagles dictionary or encyclopedia, whatever you want to call it. There's a ball
nice hit
up the middle and through. Laurel
she's going to be looking to come home.
Bryn. We'll see. The throw is off the line, and it's an RBI single. There's a ball tattooed to left center field, and that'll go down all the way to the wall. One run will score. Amaya Agri's being waved in. The relay is not in time. Right now, the Eagles are tattooing it all over the place.
At this point, it's batting practice right now. They are just clubbing it.
Bryn Roseboom knocks in an RBI, so she has a double in the inning, has scored on a run, and has two hits in the inning. And I mean, give any Pella any daylight here. There's a ball crushed to center field off the bat of Banstra. That ball hops off the fence. One run will score. Another is being waved in. It's a two-run double for the Tulip Queen.
Final score in Game 1, Pella 6, PC 5. In Game 2, it was Pella Christian 14, Pella nothing. Let's relive the baseball game as it was on KNIAKRLS.com. KRLS 2 with Tyler Crabb.
Benninga fires. Carlson lines one. It gets through underneath the glove of Dean Durande at second base. It's going to play at least one run. Owen Kettler held up at third as Kelderman will cut it off for Pella Christian. But the Dutch take a 1-0 lead here on the liner from Samuel Carlson with a 1-0 count. They'll fire. Benninga will hit this one off the handle. He'll score at least one run. Hudson Ritzer will make the turn, and not in time as he tried to avoid the tag, but a great throw by Isaiah Kettler in center field. Guns down the go-ahead run for the Eagles as we're tied up 1-1 on the RBI single of Elliot Menninga to score Ben Van Weingarten. Kalman turns on this one.
Well,
that is going to be gone.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, the power bat of Lake Kalman.
Kelderman,
2-2 offering, gets Jablonski looking.
And Z working out of the windup.
They'll fire home. Kalman will rip this one into left field. Josiah Vink misplayed it on the hop. That's at least
roll.
Two. That's going to plate three as Nathan Carey runs all the way around. And now it's a 5-0 Dutch lead. With the bases clearing double from Lake Kalman.
Final scores, it was a sweep for the Dutch. 8-1 in Game 1 and 5-0 in Game 2. Next, we head to Osceola as Knoxville Baseball took on Clark in a twin bill. Game 2 was live on 95.3 KNIA.
0-2 pitch from Rosta McCarty on the way. Swung on and missed. And Rosta McCarty is dealing right now as he strikes out another one. 0-1 offering from Oswald. Takes strike, actually strike, and the throw down to third base, way over the head of the third baseman, goes into left field, and that will allow Lincoln Norris to score. Now, Woolsey kind of hung up at a rundown, and now the throw over to home is not in time, and Woolsey steals second base. They've tried that play several times this year, and none of the teams have really been interested in going along with Knoxville on it. Finally, Clark tried them, and Knoxville came out the winner there. On the way, swung on, bouncing ball, gloved by Lincoln Norris, twirls and throws to Reagan Roberts. Baryshnikov would have been proud of that one. Payoff on the way, swung on, popped way upstairs. That is going towards the outfield, but catching it is Grant DeMoss. The throw in, down to the catcher to the game. Yes, they do! Grant DeMoss to Reagan Roberts to Garrett Kingery. And here's a fister, gloved by Rostin McCarty. Throw the first in time for the Knoxville winner. Panthers sweep in Osceola tonight.
Final score, game one, Knoxville 9, Clark nothing. And in game two, Knoxville 4, Clark 1. We head to Indianola as baseball took on Norwalk live on KNIAKBLS.com. KNIA 3 on Tuesday with Mike Effner.
Fly ball right center field. It's going to carry with that wind all the way back to the fence. And it one hops the wall. It's going to be a leadoff double for Colton Moore. Couple extra base hits on the year for Schmidt. He's got seven RBIs. Now he hits it up in the air to left field. Hit pretty well. Center fielder tracking it, but it's in the gap. And it's going to be an RBI hit, an RBI double. One run will score. Dallas Harlan on first for Indianola. Breaking ball. Hit wide a short, and it's underneath the glove. They were shaded towards the bag there. And it's going to be an RBI single for Bo Blake, and Indianola has tied it up in the bottom of the first. And just a good piece of hitting there, but a diving nice catch out in right field. What a play by Dax Heimbaugh for out number two. That one's hit up the middle off the glove of Brick, fielded by the shortstop to Wall, and throws in time. Another really good play defensively by Indianola. Now a fly ball to center field, hit pretty well. Wind's going to carry it back
still
there.
Going back.
And it will be over the head of the center fielder for at least a double. It will be a one-out double for Connor Holtorf. There's a ball hit out to right field and shallow. This time it's going to get down in front of the right fielder for an RBI single by Kingston Lamb. And we're tied again at two. One ball, no strikes. And just line past the third baseman down the left field line. It's going to be an RBI single for Wedmore. And Indianola back on top in the bottom of the fourth.
Got the sun in him.
Line shot and snared by DeWall, the shortstop. Another web gem for Indianola tonight. I thought that was destined for left center field. It'll be Andrew DeWall, Dallas Harlan, and George Blake. First pitch swinging and driving the ball into left center field. It's down for a single for Andrew DeWall, and his excellent night continues. He's 3 for 3 at the plate. He's made a couple of nice defensive plays as well. Bo Blake, 1 for 2, had an RBI single back in the first. Grounded out to short his last time up. Warriors would take that here. But instead, it's a gap shot towards right center field. It's going to be down. It's going to short hop the fence. It looks like a two-run double. They're going to hold the runner at third, so check that, a one RBI double. And now second and third, one out for Indianola, and now up 4-2.
Wonder if Indianola would look to squeeze here.
Rope down the right field line. Will it stay fair?
Three-run bomb.
It is a three-run bomb just inside the foul pole, and Indianola has busted it open now, 7-2 in the bottom of the fifth on the three-run homer by Asher Brick.
Final score, Indianola 8, Norwalk 3. Highlights from this week's action on the Diamonds on KNIA KRLS.